This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't you feel like you guys have reverse roles? Like you do all the cleaning, cooking, and then she does like all the...
I mowed the yard yesterday.
BJ.
Yeah, that was to get out of the house. Yeah, I swear I did.
Jamie.
He's not kidding. My neighbor asked if he could mow my lawn because they have so many kids. He's like, I just went out of the house. Hey, I'm like, okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I wasn't, though.
Nope, you weren't late.
I wasn't late.
No.
BJ goes, oh, what are you doing here? And I'm like, why are you saying that? Because I'm on time.
You caught me off guard.
I know I did. I know. And then people are like, you're starting late. And I was like, it's not because of me. I'm very defensive about that.
It's not you. Yeah. It's not you. It's Schmidl.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
he has to time this thing out.
Yeah.
And when he doesn't get it right,
then we're late. I thought it was maybe our snack talk.
No.
but go ahead and start the show.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Thursday, KALC Radio, right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. The podcast will be there later on today. All right, we are set. We are ready to go. Man, I'm watching this hurricane, though. You know me and weather, Jamie.
Dude, I can't. It's like consuming my feed. I will tell you this, Cayman Islands is in trouble.
What do you mean?
Holy crap. They don't have a shore. It's wiped out. Yeah. You know how, you know how the Westin barely had one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're showing the island and it's just a mess.
Was it yesterday or the day before I was watching the webcam?
I think it was the day before.
Yeah, I was watching it and it was raising hell down there.
Yeah.
And, but I didn't notice that the shoreline, but I've not checked it out for 2 days.
Well, because I'm members of like, I love Cayman Island, Cayman Island, Air, whatever. You know, because if I go somewhere, I join all the Facebook groups.
Wow. So you get the notifications, you know what's going on.
So right now I'm getting all about Destin, all about Panama Beach, from all the Facebook groups.
Where this storm is headed this morning, and it will hit later on this afternoon, but they're already feeling it. Jamie and I were there just a couple of months ago. Jamie was in Panama City. I was a little bit more to the west.
Oh, you're going to do that thing. You're doing that thing. My sister does that.
What thing?
That thing like, oh, it's kind of about me too. Yeah.
No, I wasn't going to do that.
You already did.
I was just going to say we know the area.
I know, but I mean, you just, you know what I mean? Like, my sister does it.
Like, we were there.
Like, I was there.
We were this close. Think about it. We were within 6 weeks of being wiped off the planet, Jamie and I. This show would be gone.
We almost died.
Just hours.
And let me take you back. Let me take you back to 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I thought about this all night long.
Oh, okay? God.
I've been up all night. And the day before that we went down there, where this hurricane's hitting right now. 6 weeks ago. All right. The day before we went down there, we signed a new 4-year contract.
We did.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's an Alanis Morissette song. It's like signing a 4-year deal and getting killed in a hurricane.
Isn't it ironic? Six weeks.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the 6 weeks, boom.
Yeah.
We're dead.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was only on floor 2, so that 20-foot surge that they're, the wave surge, out. What a... just tsunamied me.
Oh, my God. Even more a coincidence.
Right?
I was on 422.
Yeah, but it is wall-to-wall coverage.
This thing is packing 135 mile-per-hour winds right now.
And you know what is a bummer on my social feed? I didn't see, like, the Weather Channel or anything, but I was looking at my social feed. Jim Cantore not looking like the Jim Cantore I used to know and love.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I watched Jim Cantore yesterday for about 5-6 hours. I don't know what buffet he's been in.
Yeah, I know.
The guy has packed it on.
Yeah, because he's usually ripped and shredded.
He's no longer buff.
Mm-mm. Oh.
He's got a fat face.
He does.
He looks old.
He does look older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weather has really weathered him.
Yeah, it's like he was president.
I didn't even know it was him yesterday.
I didn't either.
They had him on the Weather Channel, and he was down in Tallahassee, right? He was on the streets of Tallahassee. Yeah. And I'm like, is that Jim Cantore? I can't even tell. And sure enough, they put the little icon, or what's it called? Name up there. They put the name up there, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. This guy's really packed it on.
Yeah, because I follow Tracking Jim Cantore. See?
Yeah.
Right here. It's a Facebook page.
Yeah, that's an old picture, too.
Yeah, that he looked good. Yeah. There's 243,000 members on the Tracking Jim Cantore page.
Oh, he's the star.
He is. But yeah, that's an old picture. I agree. But man, he looks
different.
I know. Isn't that sad? He needs to wear his hat.
He's gained weight.
Yeah.
And he looks a lot older.
Well, and look at this. Like that.
Yeah.
I think he shaved his head, maybe.
Yeah,
and he grew in a gray beard.
He didn't have that yesterday.
Oh, he didn't.
No,
oh.
No, he was completely clean shaven, and that might not have helped.
Maybe I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
It's just not the gym I used to know and love.
He didn't used to wear glasses, did he?
I think he can't see now.
I think sometimes he did. I think he went back and
forth. I feel like he did. Like sometimes I'm a librarian, sometimes I'm not.
I don't know. Yesterday he had on glasses the entire time. I don't know if his vision went bad, can't see a storm coming.
Well, see, in this picture he doesn't have glasses on it, and he looks like a sea hag.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, he had shaved yesterday.
He looks tired. Maybe he's just tired.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
he's weathered.
And I talked to our buddy Jeff Garrett, who is in the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm like, hey, do you want to try to catch a flight? You and your girlfriend can stay in Colorado, and I have a Jeep you can use and whatever if you guys want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Because he's my son's diving instructor.
Yep.
And he's like, nope, I loaded up with a bunch of beer and I boarded up the windows and we're just going to have sex and drink.
Yeah.
We're going to hunker down, baby.
That's a Jeff Garrett I know.
I know. I'm like, okay, buddy.
Enjoy your time off.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have the guest bedroom now.
You know, if you're along that coast, and we have people that listen to our show on the podcast from, just on the live feed on the Odyssey app. But if you're in that area, I'd get the hell out of there.
I would, too.
135 mile per hour winds is nothing to deal with.
My niece has her husband has a lineman company,
yeah.
And so he sent 10 people down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I told Macy, my niece, I was like, doesn't that, she's like, he does it all the time. He goes right into the eye of it.
There's adjacent parking lots in Tallahassee right now. I'll bet you there are 10,000 trucks there. Electric trucks that are waiting to restore power.
And
to the
she
area.
Said they sleep like 6 deep in the hotel rooms. They bring blow up beds.
Yeah,
yeah, they just load it up.
And they
makes
just,
sense.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, they're in for a rough day down there today.
I agree.
And by the way, it does affect here simply because if you're headed to the airport this morning, just about all of Florida is shut down right now, and including I think Atlanta is looking at canceling today. Do you know what a hub that is? If you're going to the East Coast, a lot of flights go through Atlanta, Georgia.
Major hub.
And they're saying Atlanta, Georgia could be closed later on this afternoon, which would just basically disrupt everything on the East Coast.
What do you mean it does affect us? Remember, we almost died.
Oh,
6 weeks ago.
Jamie and I. And folks, get this. We had just signed a contract.
Think about it.
Oh, my God. It was close.
It's so close.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I know. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. New kids on the block. They're in Vegas next year. Next year takes them a while to get those steps down, you know. New kids in Vegas next year.
Can I tell you something that was kind of embarrassed about?
What's that?
Well, because Carson posted, hey, tomorrow morning listen for your chance to win New Kids.
Yeah.
And people did the laughing face emoji.
Oh, they did? Why?
I don't know.
Did you see the video that's circulating of them rehearsing?
No. I have not.
Oh, my God. It's pathetic.
Oh, don't say pathetic. We're giving away a job.
He's got on, like, camouflage shorts. And he's Donnie? Put on, yeah, he's put on weight.
Yeah.
And he's out there trying to do the steps.
Oh.
And it just, oh, it's a train wreck. But they got till July.
Yeah, they get back in shape.
Oh, yeah. By the time July of next year gets here, they're back to what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this will be perfect. And that's pretty much when you're going. Maybe June. I'm not sure. When are they going?
Yeah. June or July?
June. Yeah, so they'll be ripped and shredded by then.
Oh, yeah. Don't pay attention to the videos floating around right now.
Or the laughing emojis on our post. I was like, really? they're laughing
and
at
it's
us.
It's a flyaway to Vegas.
And they're laughing at us.
I know. I'm laughing at
us. I just won't post anymore. Like,
or just putting in really big, we're sending you to Vegas. And then in real little print, just say New Kids on the Block.
I'll just abbreviate New Kids on the Block. So that
there you go. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I think I mentioned this the first day we did it. It's a trip to Vegas and New Kids tickets to sell.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that too. You know? Yeah. But yeah, don't put gamble. That because then the record label will see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't like
it. I'm not sure they have a label.
Oh, you know what? I don't think they probably do.
Just by themselves?
I don't think so.
Huh, that's funny. This is through Vegas.
I think this probably, is a hotel thing that worked out.
All right. Well, anyway. It's a big trip.
9 o'clock.
Who doesn't love Vegas? We were just talking about going to Vegas, actually, my girlfriends and I.
No kidding?
Yeah, we were talking about let's go. Because I don't think I can go to F1.
No kidding?
Yeah, it's over Thanksgiving, and obviously I want to see my kid.
Yes, yeah. Next month.
Yeah, so it's over the Thanksgiving week.
I'm going in January.
Yeah.
January.
What are you,
so we're headed
for
out
the Eagles?
There. I'm going to see the Eagles.
Nice.
The Sphere. Fear.
The Sphere.
The Sphere.
Who did they say just played there? Somebody... I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Clips floating around are the Eagles right now.
Yeah, oh, is it?
Okay. Opening, yep.
Yeah.
That Hotel California thing looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to love it. I love the Eagles.
All right. I was just telling Jamie a few minutes ago.
Oh, my God. Don't even tell this on the air.
Please don't.
I don't think you're up yet.
No, not about them. It's about you.
Yeah, well, my wife wouldn't want me to bring it up either.
Nobody would want you to bring it up. I don't want you to bring it up.
We got a note yesterday from the school that Frog goes to. He goes to a private school. And... the note said that we need to change up our snacks for him. That what he's taking to school, other kids are envious of, and they're very unhealthy. And they even put in there more healthy snacks. From now on, no more of the stuff that we've been bringing.
I don't know what I would feel like. Because, I mean, it's always humiliating if the principal calls you or whatever. You know, like, he's got to remember his books and, you know, or his shoes. Oh, yeah, I forgot to put his shoes on. Anyway, but like saying basically you're a crap-ass parent.
Because you know they're all judging you.
Oh,
all
my God, for sure they are.
My wife took it harder than me because
I don't blame her.
I like those snacks he takes. So I didn't really have an opinion on it. I thought, what the hell's wrong? I mean, he's taking candy bars and fruit roll-ups. What the hell?
Okay,
I mean,
listen.
I didn't know all the kids don't bring that.
No, they don't.
I didn't know.
Why don't you go to Whole Foods? And basically, they have you don't even have to think about it. Just put up Whole. You have Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just go to the Whole Foods part of Amazon and say healthy kid snacks, and just have them mailed to you.
Yeah.
And just that they'll send them in bulk, like
graham crackers.
It's the Annie snacks.
Okay. That's good.
No, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I normally wouldn't do that, but we're caught right now, and we're looking bad. We're in the spotlight. You know, it was just the day before we got a note that Charlotte, old Charlotte,
I wouldn't do names. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Mm-mm. Debbie. Debbie in the class offered him $100 to run up to the teacher, break a pencil in front of her, and he did it.
He did it.
And guess what? Debbie didn't have $100.
Shocker.
No. So now Frog's in trouble.
And what did I tell you to say to him? Tell him, hey, don't have Debbie make you her little bitch, okay? Yeah. Enough.
Her little clown.
Yeah, you are not Debbie's clown.
He goes, and Dad, she didn't have $100. Like, Frog, women will do this to you all your life. You gotta learn now.
I mean, it was just, I feel like you guys are getting kicked out of this school. Because it was just, it was like 3 weeks ago that he had to have his desk right by hers.
Yeah.
You know, he got moved to the front.
He got moved.
Yeah, yeah. And that's always bad, too, when they move it right next to you.
Yeah.
You're like, I mean, because I've been there.
Yeah. I know.
And now you guys are like the people that are nurturing your child.
Yeah, we're sending the wrong snacks,
folks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I don't. But my wife didn't even catch on to it. That's what surprises me.
Yeah,
I can see it with me. I'm oblivious, okay? Yeah. I don't get it, and I love those snacks. So I can make that mistake, but I'm surprised that she did. And I think she's really embarrassed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be mortified.
Not me. I'm not embarrassed. It leaves more snacks for me at the house.
Oh, my God. This is so bad.
Can you believe Debbie offered $100? She doesn't have $100.
Oh, my God.
She's only six.
I can't believe that one of your snacks you were telling me off the air was a Snicker and some gumballs.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, he can't chew gum in school.
It's those big ones, too. You know, the ones that last forever.
No, you can't chew gum in school.
Yeah, I know. That's what the note said.
You found out.
You know, our French teacher, if we got caught chewing gum, she made us stick it on our nose.
And leave it there?
And leave it there the whole class. My God. Mrs. Lubers.
All right. Tabloid trash. Coming up next, Masked Singer last night. Big shocker,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was.
Everybody's surprised. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God! The Masked Singer was on last night, and I missed it! And it was a big deal because it involved Colorado. Was it the premiere?
I think it was one of the first episodes.
Well, that would be the premiere.
Let me see.
Right?
The season? No, he said one of. The premiere would be the one.
I think it might have been
No, it'd be like the season premiere.
It was the season premiere.
Right, right, right.
Oh, my God.
But not
people
one
will
of.
Fight everything here. So stupid. All right, anyway. Yeah, okay, thanks. Anyway, the Masked Singer was kind of crazy. I want you to hear this guy sing and see what you think. Number one.
Spent $48 last night at the county fair.
Love it.
I threw out my shoulder, but I won her that teddy bear.
Yeah.
She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. My long lost buddies say I'm getting into deep, but I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard.
I can't rise
above it. Don't know what it is.
So he's from Colorado, and he's a big deal here. Any guesses? I mean, I know we all know, but any guesses from you guys? I can hear him, like, who he is at the beginning.
Totally.
Yeah, but that's because I think I know who he is, so.
Yeah, I don't think I would know, though.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
Yeah, he didn't know the answer.
All right, so here's the moment when he pulls off his head, number two.
Come on, Troy. Two-time Super Bowl champion!
Oh!
NFL Hall of Famer! The legendary Duke of Denver, John Elway!
Oh. Whoa!
Whoa!
Now play a little bit of the first one again and see if you can hear him.
Spent $48 last night at the county fair.
Love it!
Oh, John.
You know what? Good for him. Playing along like that, I mean, he sucks.
They asked him why he decided to be on The Masked Singer. Here's what he said.
I mean, you got to tell me, why in the world would you do The Masked Singer?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I was definitely not in my comfort zone doing this, but, you know, I'm in retirement now.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity and took advantage of it.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spoken like a true legend.
How did he look?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. Anybody?
I've only saw clips this
morning. He looked a little rough.
What was his costume?
It was a, what was it?
A leaf sheep.
A leaf sheep, yeah.
With those teeth, it should have been a horse.
Oh, that would have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been better. Show his teeth and have a horse costume.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was hilarious because he was like in a pod. It was like a motorized costume. So he was sitting down.
He was in a Little Rascal?
Yeah. Literally. That's what it looked like.
They put John Elway in a Little Rascal.
With
that seems
all over it.
You know what? Good for him. He had some fun with it.
But they put him on a Little Rascal.
I've been on a Rascal.
They didn't even let him dance around. They put him on a Rascal. That tells you something.
A Rascal's for all ages, folks.
Oh, my God. So sad. You know you can take those to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. No.
Remember that ad? Everybody was like, why did you have all those old people lined up against the along the Grand Canyon? Like, one slip of the thumb and they're over the edge. Oh, my God. All right. The other thing was on last night. Man, I missed everything. Was the Golden Bachelorette. It was the second episode. And that woman, she's pretty.
Joan?
Yeah, except for I did see her on Dancing with the Stars and she wasn't all made up. And I was like, okay, she looks more age on Dancing with the Stars. She was just in the audience or whatever, but she's really pretty. Yeah, so the guys all discovered they have to share a room with bunk beds. Here it is, number 4.
Sharing a living space at my age with a bunch of guys is a little daunting.
Hey, which of you guys snore? Raise your hand.
Yeah, my kids tell me I snore. Yeah. I've never heard it.
I just can't do the upper. I got my knees.
The only, I'm okay with it. It's just that sometimes I will get up 3-4, sometimes 5 times a night.
Looks like age-wise, probably I'm the oldest one. But the health-wise, seems like I'm the most fit person. So I volunteer, sleep on the top.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, this is new to me.
Oh, hey, Schmidel, can you look up for me how old the oldest one is and how young the youngest one is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it sounds like there's some prostate issues going on the show already.
Yeah, well, and they've got bunk beds. They got to literally have bunk beds.
No, I mean, the guy has to pee 6 times a night, you know? So that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, I can relate to all that. That's
the
what really gets me.
The oldest is 69 and the youngest is 57.
Yep.
Okay, 57 to 69.
Yeah.
And the guy that's 69 says he is in the best shape, huh? Mm. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. One of the guys reveals that he sleeps naked. Number 5.
No, I sleep naked.
Do you wear
wait, what?
I sleep naked.
And which one is your bed?
This is my bed.
Exactly.
I sleep naked, okay. That's why I want that bed. Because in the middle of the night, I wake up about a couple times a night to go to the bathroom. Yeah. So don't mind me if
no
I'm naked.
So there's no
don't worry, I'm very comfortable with my masculinity. I'm very, I'm high maintenance. I'm a high maintenance.
He's a higher maintenance. Yes, he is. I kind of want to see this year.
It's good.
Yeah. I mean, I missed The Bachelor last year. This is The Bachelorette. And these guys sound like they're going to be funny. You know, because like women are catty or whatever. These guys sound like goofballs.
Yeah.
It might be really funny.
And they like literally, there's no drama. They're just broing out. Like they went to, they had a prom last night as a group date. So it was kind of fun.
Oh, I guess who watched it?
Yeah, because they're broing out.
They are broing out. And they had a prom. And oh, my God, it was so great, BJ.
I've never broed out.
You haven't broed out?
I've never broed out.
I think you've broed out with Paul.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it takes more than one to bro out, though, doesn't it?
No, you can have a couple bros just broing out.
Well, a couple bros, that's what I'm saying, more than one.
Well, yeah, what are you going to just sit by yourself? I don't know.
All I think about is poor Bree.
More than one friend.
And just don't worry.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's fine. It's fine. But poor Bree, man.
Yeah.
She's got to be like, why don't you understand what I'm saying?
She does.
Does she ever say that to you?
There's been some time.
Yeah.
I just kind of brush it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. And then finally for you, the reason why I didn't watch any of this is because I watched Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And I feel so bad for the girl that's dating the Osmond boy. You know, the big deal is she's dating like a nephew or a cousin of Donny Osmond's.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's an Osmond.
Is that a big deal?
Oh my God, in Salt Lake City, he's like...
You know, I know the hospital, yeah. I didn't know the cousin was.
Yeah, he's like a John Elway of Salt Lake City.
Man.
And so she thought, and this is a question I have for all of you, she thought that they went like internet and Instagram official because he posted a picture of her in the Costco shopping cart and he said, my friend and I hanging out at Costco.
Oh.
No. It's not good, right?
Yeah, he said my friend.
My friend!
Yeah, that's bad.
And she was bragging to all the girls, like, oh my God, we went Insta famous. Like, oh my God, like, we finally, official is the word I'm looking for. We finally went official, and they're all like, let's see it. And they're like, no, he called you friend.
Nothing about that post says that we're together.
At all. In fact, it says, like, don't get mad, the other girl that I'm boning, because see, I told you we're just friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He should have put in there, like, hashtag puppy love. That would have sold it.
Oh, right, because of Donny Osmond. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or hashtag just here to get some baby oil in bulk. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget New Kids on the Block. We'll send you to Vegas. It's a trip a day. We'll do it at 9 o'clock, giving you a code word.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.